Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of losichanim in Parshas Vaeschanan, and now we are going to discuss the shaila of to whom losichanim applies. We saw in the previous shiur the drash of the Gemara, not to give them a matnas chinam, not to give them chen, say how beautiful, how wonderful they are, not to give them land in Eretz Yisrael. The Pashat Pshat, Lo Sirachem, to whom does this apply? And again, based on the Ale Yaakov, of Rav Yaakov Meir Feierstein Shlita. Is it Dafka, the seven nations who dwelled in Eretz Yisrael when the Jews came in at the time of Yehoshua? Or is it all of the Avodah Zarah? Or is it any Goya filu ain't of it Avodah Zarah? Lechora, Pashtus HaPasuk is that it's talking only about the seven nations, Kiviyacha, Shem Elokech Al Aretz, etc. Lo Sichros Lembris V'lo Sichonim. It says when God brings you into the land of Israel, don't make a covenant with them. V'lo Sichonim. So who's it talking about? It's talking about the seven nations. V'tosav Rizarad Afchaf for Amdu Bezev V'Torif Defrain. What does Tosav say? That the lav of Lo Sichonim is B'chol Ha'ovdei Kochavim. The Lorak B'Zayin was all worshippers of idols, and not only the seven nations. And even though the lav of Los Sichros Bris, Los Sischatein Bam, and also the lav of Los Sichaya Kol Neshama, not making a covenant, not getting married with them, not allowing them to live, is only B'Zayin Umos. Nevertheless, Matnas Chinam, V'Nesinas Chein, V'Chanoya, Ein Shum Tam L'Chalek, Bein Sha'ar Ovdei Kochavim, there's no reason to distinguish Tosfos between other Ovdei Kochavim and the seven nations. So according to Tosfos, it applies to all idolaters, not only the seven nations. However, B'Lashon HaRambam, Perek Yud, Milchus Avodas Kochavim, it's not clear. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam opens and he writes, Ein Kors and Bris, L'Shiva Amimin, Kedei Shanasim Mamshalim, V'Niyachos Sam Lavod Akum, Shenemer L'Sichros Lem Bris, that this pasuk of Lo Sichanim is only talking about the seven nations, shelo kedivrei Tosfos, because he says you're not allowed to make a covenant with the seven nations, not allowing, making peace, allowing them to serve their idols, either they stop serving their idols or yehargu. So the Rambam quotes the Isser of Lo Sichanim in the context of the Shiva Amimin, the Loki Divrei Tosfos, Umeidach B'chol Hamshech HaPerek. It appears Lahejib Divrei Rambam that the Lav of Lo Sichanim is Lav Dafka B'Shiva Amimin Ela B'chol Akum, all Gentile, all idolaters. What does the Rambam say, Behem Sheikh HaPerek? Rambam says, at the beginning of Halacha Beis, he writes, Mikana Talamed, She'asir l'rapes akum afilu b'schar. So here he says, akum. In Vayetar, he also talks about Ovdei Kochavim. So you see from here that... And then in Halacha Dalet it talks about V'chein Asr L'Saber B'Shivcham L'Amar Kamenav Ov L'Kochavim Zebetsu Raso Shin B'Mishaveach Maisav. So you see from here that it's talking about all Akum. So in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam says Lo L'Rachem Aleihem, he is not talking about the din of Lo Sichaya Kol Neshama, because one could be mechalek that it's talui in the dinim of Lo Sichanim, because these dinim that it says in Avodah Zarah that we learn from Lo Sichanim, Lalitanem Chanoya, Chain, Matana, is Bechol Akum like Tosfos. But the din that Osir L'Rachem Aleim, which is Pashtus HaPasuk, like we brought earlier from the Smag in the previous shir, that's Dafka B'Zayin Amimin, Shebehem Ne'mar HaDin Lo Malim B'Lo Moridim, that we don't throw them into the pit, we don't save them. So we could make that chiluk possibly in the Rambam. That there's a chiluk between the dinim of Chanoya, Chayin, and Matana, and Lo L'Rachim Aleim, of Lo Malim V'Lo Moridim. But you can't say that because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel, which is the Makor of the Rambam, to this that Ovdei Kochavim Lo Malim V'Lo Moridim, it says they're Ovdei Kochavim. In other words, all Ovdei Kochavim there's a din of Lo Malim V'Lo Moridim, and not only the Shiva Amimin. Kachasav Rambam beperek dalam el chosusech lachir aleph goyim lo malim velo moridim kam asma kachasav lechalik b'zeh aloshen lekach omar aleyem mesechus v'lazir gimel beis lo malim en abor velo moridim v'kein bedabri ba'oisim shlon itztaveinu lahargam. So it's, when it says lo malim velo moridim, it's talking about those who we were not commanded to kill them. Veikar, so those the regular akum. Veikar pshuto lo terachem alel tahargem adaber b'shar umus dafkem mori v'kanani v'gomer. And when it says shalot terachem aleim, it says that's talking about dafka the amori and kanani. In other words, l'chor what he means is that the din of lo malim v'lo moridim is b'chol of the avodah zara, and veikar pshuto shel mikar shalot terachem aleim alel tahargem b'yadayim, that's dafka b'zayin amimin. That B'Shabbos Kibush, it says Lo Sechai Kol Neshamas. So the Rambam writes Lo Serachim Aleim, and he's not talking about the din of Lo Sechai Kol Neshama. He just says Lo Terachim Aleim. He's talking about Lo Malim V'Lo Maridim, just like when the Smag says Lo Terachim Aleim Lo Malim V'Lo Maridim. So that's B'chol Ovdei Kochavim V'Lav Dafka B'Zayin Amimin. So therefore, in Halacha Aleph, it seems that the Rambam is talking about when he says Lo Terachim Aleim. He is talking about all nations, not only the Shiva Amimin, but all Akum. In the Sefer Mafteach of the Rambam, on the Rambam, they bring a different girsa in the Rambam Lacha Aleph, and Korsin Brisla Ovdi Avodah Zarah. So that's a different girsa, not the Shiva Amimin, the Ovdi Avodah Zarah. And so therefore it's very good when the Rambam says, Vasil Rachim Leim Shalom Elo Sechonim, he's talking about all Ovdi Avodah Zarah. And then Chemshek Shalosh and the Rambam. Rambam writes, you're not supposed to save him. So that's talking about all Akum. It's just like when the Smag talks about not being Merachim, he's referring to all Akum. So too in the Rambam, Malacha Aleph says not to be Merachim, he's also referring to all the Akum. So Nimtzeinu Lemeidim, that the lav and also the other losachonims, not to give them chanoya b'karka, not to give them chayin, etc. So it's not dafka b'zayin amimin elahu adin b'chol ovdei kochavim. So again, pashtus loshon Rambam halacha aleph is that it's referring losachonims only shiva amimin. However, mehemshech haperek, it's mashma that it's talking about all akum. And even we have a different gears in the Rambam that halacha aleph is also talking about all ovdei kochavim. Certainly in the Smag, he says that it's talking about the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk of Lo Terachim Aleim is talking about all idolaters and not only those who are of the seven nations. So now that we've determined that it's likely all of the Kochavim, is it all idol worshippers only? Or is it even goyim who are not of the kochav? The Gemara of Lazar Daf Chav learns from Losachonim Latim Chaim. Messiah the Rabbit says there. Dam Rab Asur Al Miyomer Kamenah Avo Ovedes Kochavim Zu. So the lashon of the Gemara is how beautiful is this Ovedes Kochav? Wow, she serves the stars. She bows down to her pestle. She's mama. She bows down to her cow. She's a beautiful Buddhist woman. You know how to say that? Abalashon Rambam. So he starts talking about Avodah Zarah, and Alacha Dal, the Rambam writes, So he writes, Lilmod Mimaisav. He now let us say, how beautiful is this Gentile, because we're afraid that you are going to follow in his ways. Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya Simon Kufnun Aleph. He writes, Asur Liten Matnas Chinam La'ovid Kochav M'sheino Makiro. Semen Yadalad Asur L'Sabra B'Shivchan Shal Ovde Kochav M'filu Lomar Kamena Ovid Kochav M'zebet Surasu Kavachom M'shev Sabra B'Shevach Maisav Hoshichab B'Zavu Midvarav. They are now allowed to say, how beautiful is this guy, not to praise his deeds, not to be mechabev anything of his, to have love for what he has, because we don't want you to, we don't want us to follow them. So it's mashma l'chon l'shulchan aruch that the yisur davka v'obi kochavim v'lo b'chol goy. But the Beis Yosef himself, who wrote the shulchan aruch in chashen mishpat and simon reish mem tes, writes on the Torah, writes aser litein mat neschinim l'obi kochavim avol mutar litein l'ger toshev t'rei mitzvah l'achiyoso. He writes as follows. You're not allowed to give a gift to the Ovid Kochavim, but you're allowed to give to a Ger Toshev because it's a mitzvah to give him life. Mashkasev Rabbeinu Asur Litein Mat Neschinim L'Ovid Kochavim L'Ovid Avodah Zarah Lav L'Fukei Yishmael L'Fukei Ger Toshev Danu Shekibol Alav Shevim Mitzvnei Noach V'Zeo Shana Mitzuv L'Achiyos V'Shar Goyim Kulam Din Echad Lehem. So Zok the Beis Yosef that the Torah writes that you're not allowed to give a Mat Neschinim to an Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's not coming to exclude Ishmaelites who are not Ovid Avodah Zarah, they are monotheists. But rather, it's coming to exclude Ger Toshavs. Ger Toshavs are cool. Then you can give gifts to there. They keep the Shevim Mitzvnei Noach. There you can be Mechayi them. But a Yishmaeli, there's an Isser of Losichonim. Behevi Kein Ashach, B'Yeridea, B'Simen Kuf, Nun Aleph, Siv Kod Niyut Ches, V'Kosev De Poshetu. So he says, Adavar Poshet, V'Chein Mashma, B'Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Mem Tes, Siv Beis, who writes, Ovid Chom, Sheinu Ger Toshav, Osir Litein Lo Matana, Elim Keinu Makiro, Im Yishlo, Bobadavar Mishum Darke Shalom. So you're not allowed to give a Ger Toshev a gift unless you know him, or you're not allowed to give an Ovid Kochavim who's not a Ger Toshev, excuse me, a gift unless you either know him or there's some type of Darke Shalom involved. So it would appear that the Shulchan Aruch Bedikduk Kosev Halacha B'Lashon Zu Ovid Kochavim She'eino Ger Toshev Al Pi Mashi Kosev Beis Yosef V'Das HaTur, that we shouldn't think that Dafko Ovid Kochavim Lo Goy Stam, and therefore he says it's coming to exclude a Ger Toshev. V'Chein Kosev Asmasham B'Siv Kot Beis that Ger Toshev somebody's Makabel Shevim Mitzvnei Noach, but a guy who was Makabel Shevim Mitzvnei Noach, there we are not allowed to give him a Matnas Chinam. The Bach in Choshen Mishpat Reish Mem Tes asks in the Beis Yosef that if it's not coming to exclude Yishmaelim, it's coming to exclude Ger Toshev, that a Ger Toshev you're allowed to give a gift to a Ger Toshev is in Kulos Echonim. So far, Vosot Geshrab the tour. Why did the tour write a lashon of Ovid Avodah Zarah? And in this way, he's going to confuse us. We're going to think it's coming to be Mamayit Yishmaelim, because the Yishmaelim are Beseder. You can give them gifts. So he writes, Lufinu Stati Nerad, Lufisha Malchias Makpid Me Askiru Shem Goy Besifreinu, Vamakum Shenenu Lukavra Kain Asiru Milas Goy, Kosmokarno La Ovid Avodah Zarah, Avalikor Nischa Besifre Rabbeinu, who Asr Litein Manas Chinam Legoy. Wow. So he says that it was they're afraid of the censors. So if we say anything about a goy that they don't like, so we get in big trouble. So therefore they changed it to Ovid Bechlal. We should know whenever we're talking about these sensitive topics, you always have to be worried about what the censors changed or what they changed for the censors over the years. They used to write at the beginning of books that everything we say about Goyim doesn't apply to Goyim today, because we live in this Malchus of Chesed, you know, when they were living in Russia and in Poland in the early 1900s and 1800s and 1700s, such a Malchus of Chesed, of loving kindness, of pogroms, of murder, of torture, of religious oppression. But they had to write inside, you know, in order to keep themselves safe, they had to write that. So therefore the reason he wrote Stam, the reason the Torah wrote Ovid Kochavim is because he didn't want to mess with the people who would get angry at that. And it's well known what the Chazon Ish writes in Shviyas and Simon Chof Dalet, that there's an Isser min HaTorah shelo sichonim limkor kakar zer etzer legoy aidei harabanut harashit lafkia mikidush Shviyas. So you're not allowed to sell to a goy. That's the problem with the Heter Mechira, one of them. That you're selling land to a... How are you selling land to a goy? And Eretz Yisrael. So, somebody was mayor on the Chazon Ish. He says, wait a second, let's sell to the Yishmaelim. They're cool, they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. but the Chazon Ish holds b'pashtus k'das kol haposkim that we mentioned that the lav of losichanim is not only b'ovdei avodah zarah. However, in the Meiri, it's mashma and avodah zarah daf chof that the whole issur of losichanim is only b'ovdei avodah zarah. He writes b'zeh aloshen kvar yadata kamachmir atar laharchik ovdei ha'elilim me'artzenu b'nosenu. Famous Meiri that he says many times. Bishamolus meelos ain't suffik shaaf b'shein makiru muter v'roy v'kvar omru shalech adam yerech lenoch riad kandvar. So we have here from the Meiri that this is only b'ofti avodazar. But let's say you have people who are gedurim b'darkei adasos. They're b'seder. They're nice, good goyim. They're mentioned. So such people, you know, there's no iser of losichanim. They believe a person who believes in God. And he's a beseder person, so there's no iser of losichanim. And that would mean, that would exclude, you know, I don't know today anymore, because today the Yishmaelim are, I don't know if they would be considered geduros bedarkei hadasos v'neshamodos belokus. They have a conception of God that isn't our conception of God. It's very, very far. So they might believe in one God, but it seems to be a very different God than the one we believe in. But okay, this is all to talk and learning. I don't know the pask in this. But if you talk about a person who believes in one God, Geduris Bedarkei Hadasos, and or maybe a goy is in Mitzuvan Shituf, maybe a Christian, if he's a good Christian, so there's no Iser of Losichanim, as long as they're not of the Avodah Zarah. Because the Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Machalos Asura, Selach Zayin, that the Ishmaelim aren't considered of the Avodah Zarah. B'chein Mashma B'chinuch, B'mitzvah Tav Chavav, Shlo Nachmul Al of the Avodah Zarah. Lo yamal chen beinenu b'shum inyan midini hamitzvah ma'asher mizichronim levracha k'sheinot l'mat naschinam didafka l'misha oivid avid zara aval lo l'misha eino avid avid zara vav b'isha amad b'giyuso lechol shkutzim v'remusim v'shar kol averis kon ger toshav shemikev and shekibol av sheva mitzvahs mefarnesim also v'nos l'mat naschinam v'over al zeh v'shibeach ovdei avid zara v'maseim over al zeh alav zeh. So he writes that it's dafka of the avodah zarah. On the other hand, he contrasts that with the ger toshav. But there's a middle ground that he's not an ovid avodah zarah and he's not a ger toshav. So what do you do with that middle ground? So it would appear that there's no middle ground. A ger toshev is an example. Kagon ger toshev, but there's also kagon a regular guy. It's also you can. There's no iser of losichanim as long as he's not an ovid avodah zarah, because he's clear. But dafka lemisha ovid avodah zarah. Chaynira b'shut harashba b'chelik aleph simin ches. The Rashba writes u'mashishol mimcha anar b'shalech adim yerach lenochrei chisyashiv. What does it mean that? It says that you can send some meat to a guy. What about losichanim and aschinam? So the answer is goy she'ainu avir avir zara. It means a raya from the Gemara in avir zara and daf samach dalet amid beis. That the Amoraim sent a presents to goyim. So the only iser of matnas aschinam is ovdei avir zara. And not regular goyim. Chin mashma b'Rambam b'sefer hamitzvus. Lo sisei nun shkosa b'zeh aloshan ha'mitzvah hamishim hi shiz hiranu mechamol al ovdi avodah zarah miyapos dovra mikol mashe miyuchad lahem. So you're not allowed to give them chayn. You're not allowed to say, what a handsome guy, what a beautiful guy. But what does the Rambam write? Mechamol al avodah zarah. So the Rambam of the avodah zarah. So the Rambam says that it's dafka of the avodah zarah, and not stam goyim. However, the Rambam writes in the Yad, even a Stam Goy. So again, maybe it's just to be careful from the censors, but really he means every guy. But he said, oh, if they have a Zara, just, makes it less offensive to the people who are noticing these things. So that's the discussion about whether who the Losei Chonim applies to, whether it's Shiva Amimin, of the Avodah Zarah, or all Goyim. So various approaches. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope very much to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest of all.